Hey, you guys, welcome back to Listen Bitch Presents Tell Me Why You're Special. This is the arena where we don't just fight through life, we learn how to actually feel alive in it. Because the truth is, a lot of people are just surviving. They are stressed, they are burned out, carrying way more than they're meant to carry. And somewhere along the way, we forgot how to feel good. But God did not design us to live weighed down all the time, okay? He gave us joy. He gave us breath. He gave us bodies that can reset, release, and come back to life. So if you've been stuck in stress, this conversation might just shake something loose in you today. I've got Kathy Nesbitt in the hot seat. She is a laughter yoga teacher, a joy advocate, and someone who literally helps people laugh their way back to life. Kathy, thank you so much. And thank you for your patience getting started today. I told her that transition from mom mode to record mode, it gets a little it's a little weird sometimes. And so I'm excited for the conversation just to change my energy today. Kathy, give me your elevator pitch. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what makes you special.
Wonderful. So I'm Kathy Nesbitt. I'm a laughter yoga teacher, laughter ambassador. I'm located in Canada, just north of Toronto, and I help people get out of joy and into stress. No,
I love it. That's been my message. That's been my message this evening. I was joyful, got a little stressed out. We're done. That's the day. I'm gonna call. Everyone's canceled. We're not doing this. I love it.
The opposite. Help them get out of stress and into joy. And I love your intro. That's it. We were given this joy. Like, we were given this gift of joy. We need to just use it, employ it.
I feel like it's hard to watch people just not understand, not even just joy at some points, right? Like, 'cause I feel like some people are just so inside of whatever it is they've trapped themselves inside of that, it's just perspective. Like, if you just shift your perspective, it's like all of a sudden you're not a victim. Like life is not attacking you, the world is not out to get you. And that's when you can kind of let your guard down and relax. Let's start. Very simple. Why laughter and why is it so powerful?
Ever heard laughter's the best medicine?
Always.
Right? It's scientifically proven. That's the beautiful part for the folks that are in their head and they're like, I can just laugh and feel better. Yeah, that's right. You can. Here's the paper. Right, so for people going through cancer or dialysis or like any situation, laughter just helps break down the barriers. If corporations have a laughter professional come in, which I do recommend, it helps with team building, creativity. Like, nobody's missing Laughter Day because it's so fun and it connects us on a very deep level. It's primal, in fact. When we're laughing, we feel good. And back to stress. I think today we're living in the stressful, like we're swimming around in the stress pool. We're
We
like,
are.
and we've normalized stress to such an extent that we can't even experience joy anymore. We've forgotten. We're like, oh, what's that feeling? Oh, that must be not right. Oh, I must not be working hard enough. I'm feeling good. We wear this badge of honor, like, I'm so tired, I'm busy, I'm that, indeed, the whole, look at my list. It's like, well, who wrote the list? You did. Like, cross off some things.
Exactly. No, I
Right?
love
Or
that
just
so
laugh.
much. And I feel like, because of like cell phones and access to everything that we've had, like we've given the world our reactions first thing in the morning, because what do people do? And I've been guilty of this. It's a muscle I'm flexing too. First thing, you grab your phone and you just kind of give to the world negativity, and you're feeling other people's pain. Like, we were just not meant to have access to everything with everybody. We were never meant to know as much as we know. I think, they say ignorance is bliss, right? Like, if you don't know, you just don't know. And I feel like we shouldn't have access to all this stuff. So our system is already running on high. And what happens, Kathy, when the body is stuck in stress too long? What is happening to people?
That's a great question. Is that we're operating suboptimally. It meaning when we're stressed, we're not in rest and digest. We're not in parasympathetic. So although people stress eat, like they have a fight with someone and then they go and they're eating whatever they're eating. And it doesn't matter if you're eating a salad, you're eating something healthy. If you're in stress, don't eat, because it's going in, it's coming out. Your body's not taking the nutrient that it needs. You know, we're not sleeping properly because we're stressed, and sleep is one of the key things. Like they say, drink water, sleeping, exercise, having good thoughts, all the things. Like it sounds like, oh yeah, that's easy. It's not easy. It isn't. It's a practice, but it's really important because if we keep going, and especially women, I know there's men too that are operating this way as well, but women are the caregivers. So we're helping everyone and we're doing all the things for all the people. And then we're last. We're like last on the list. I would say put yourself first. Even get up earlier if you have to. Whatever you've got to do. Like for me, I have a very strict morning routine, it's non-negotiable. I get up, I go outside barefoot, I'm earthing, so I'm exposed to the earth's energy. First sun, so resetting my melatonin so I sleep better at night. Do my stretching, my energy work, and it takes me like 15 minutes, that's it. And I have a one at night. So my day is framed by these practices. So whatever else happens during the day, I know that I've been taken care of.
No, I think that's very important. And I'm a mom and I homeschool. And if I miss that morning routine for myself, I know it offsets like our entire day. I'm different. The girls are different. Like even, yesterday it was an off day and I'm snappy. And we were laying down last night and I'm like, you guys, I am so sorry. They're like, you said you weren't snappy. And I'm like, yeah, but that's because I was snappy. Like I was super
Because I
snappy.
was in
Yes, I
it.
was in it. And so I knew today, like things need to be different because I don't want to be remembered as a snappy mom, right? Like we want to be the present mom. And I think so much of like my journey of, getting out of that, I realized like that cortisol poisoning was something big. And how crazy is it that my life is changing because my sleep is a priority now? And not just sleep, like I'm tracking it. I am tracking it. And if I do not get a high sleep score, I'm like, how do I recalibrate today to make sure that that comes first, right? And then, like you said, I do the barefoot thing every morning. And it's a simple chore. I clean cat boxes when I wake up, right? And so I take the cat boxes outside and I always do it barefoot. Even I'm in Michigan, so even in the snow, I'm doing that. And I just feel connected. I feel grounded and outside of it's just little things, and we just take it for granted.
Yeah, that earthing, like going barefoot, that it's not new.
No,
It's not new.
we
It's
weren't meant
that,
to wear shoes. Like, I
right?
mean,
It's that's it. When we started wearing shoes, and it's there's probably research on this. Somebody probably can go back to when we started wearing shoes, that's when illnesses really started to
Oh, yeah,
increase. Because we're not
I believe it.
exposed, right? And the energy gets trapped in our body. We're not exposed to the earth's energy. Which, like that dumping, like if we're feeling like, ah, that energy can't go anywhere. So going outside, letting it just through the earth and then get the fresh air. Oh, it's so simple. And you can do that anytime. I love that you're in Michigan and do it in the winter. That's awesome.
Not always the funnest. And there's a couple times my foot got a little sticky with the ice and I'm like panicking, but it always worked out. So, I mean, I recommend it all the time. Just even with the kids, because I homeschool, and so when I start to feel their energy getting kind of shifty, it's like, all right, outside, like we need outside. And that's the thing, people are like, you don't even have sun in Michigan, it's still there. Like whether you can see it or not, it's still there. Trust me, it still helps. Let's talk about you teach laughter yoga. So what actually is that, and do people feel weird about doing it at first?
Ah, yes. So laughter yoga started in 1995 by a medical doctor in India, Dr. Madan Kateria. His goal is world peace, first of all, which is a wonderful mission. There are clubs in over 120 countries. It's not doing yoga and laughing. There's no jokes or comedy. It's laughing as an intentional cardiovascular exercise, which is so beautiful because if somebody's bedridden, they can still do laughter yoga and get their oxygen, all the things. If somebody's in a wheelchair or housebound, no problemo, they can just zoom in. Do people feel awkward? Absolutely. Depending on the person. The people that are cerebral in their head, the ones that think they can think their way out of things,
Yep.
No, you can't. And people that come and they're like, oh, ooh, you want me to, they might be dragged to the club, so they might be standing like this. And they're afraid. So I was hired to do a, it was a gal group. It was like a Jewish women's support group. And so they were all friends, 30 women that are all friends. And we started with the name game. So you say your name and you laugh. All right, your name's not funny, but we do that activity to show people you can laugh for any reason. The woman sitting beside me, the second last woman to go, she watched all of her friends do it. She was like, you want me to, like, poker face. You want me to say my name and laugh? And I kind of giggled. Yes, I would. I would like that. And she was so, like, scared. I could feel her energy. She was just, like, so afraid of what was gonna. So I said, please. So she said her name, and she said, haha. And then we all laughed because that's how it goes. And it worked, right? Like, it was like, wow, that was so hard. She watched everyone else do it, but when it got to her. So yeah, sometimes people feel awkward, which is what I say. If you've never gone to a laughter club, plan to go twice. The first time could be awkward. And then the second time, you know what to do. And here's the beautiful part about it. The body doesn't know the difference between real and simulated laughter. The brain does, but the body's like pew 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 as soon as we smile. Ha ha ha, pew pew pew. We start secreting dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, the love drugs, versus cortisol, adrenaline, epinephrine. Right? So our brain's like the ego's like, hey, what are you doing? Stop laughing. You look ridiculous. That little voice. And the body's going, no, keep going. Pew, pew, pew. I feel great. Yay. Ooh. And the oxygen. So I don't know if I talked about that, but the brain requires 25% more oxygen than the rest of the body as an operating principle. So when we're under stress, blood, lymph, oxygen leaves our frontal lobe and goes into our muscles so we can escape, even if we're escaping from our mind, which we are today. Right? You talked about like waking up and going on our phones. Our bodies were not designed for the world we're living in today. We have not evolved, right? Like our amygdala, the stress center, has not evolved. It serves its purpose, which is to keep us safe. But now it keeps us safe when we're not in danger. Like if you have a fight with the shop clerk, that's not, you're not in danger. Like you're mad or they're mad, everyone's mad, but you're not gonna die.
You're not fighting a tiger.
Right. But our body acts as if, and then it goes into that, career, we're literally swimming in this cesspool of stress chemicals.
I mean, I agree. And I think it's very important that we have these conversations for people to, kind of learn to unplug. I have, my main show here, I have Listen Bitch, and this whole season is called The Rebellion, and this was designed for us to be sick and not okay. I mean, with the food that we have, especially in the States, the food that they serve us, the things that are on social media, even the media and everybody working for it, like it's rage bait every single day from everybody. It's just everything to keep people triggered because there's money in illness. Like our healthcare
Tons of money, so much money.
is a business. And if you are reactive, if you're not happy, if you are swimming in the cesspool of stress, you're controllable. You're
That's
being
it.
used. And I feel like all these systems, like we're being used every single day. I say we're useful idiots. Like we've allowed them to just create a monster of a system. And I think it happens everywhere. And I just conversations like this, I just want people to be aware of that. It's very easy to unplug. It's very easy to turn off your TV. It's very easy to turn off your phone for a while. It's very easy just to get back to like what really matters. There's nothing in the world happening right now that's going to affect how I parent my kids. Nothing in the world that's going to happen that's going to affect like how I feel and how I have conversations with everybody sitting across from me today. I get to choose like how I want to show up in that. Right? And it's so easy, you guys. I think laughter is so important, especially what Kathy's talking about, what happens even just in the brain. And it's part of that we get so stuck on the loop. We create these loops, this narrative of stress. We wake up, we know we're going to be stressed. We wake up, oh my gosh, another day. So we've kind of trained our brain to be expecting that. And the cool thing is, when you can break it up with things like laughter, when you can break it up with just actually being present in your life, then you tell your brain it's okay to change. Like we can wake up happy. What? We could do that. We could have gratitude. We don't have to be panicking that the world is ending. The world's been ending since existence. But like, what are you going to do today? You know, all this stuff's going to be happening no matter what you're doing. So you still get to choose that. Laughing. I love this so much. And it's like, you know, being intentional with your emotions. There's days where I'm like, I just want to watch a sad movie and cry today. I've had those days. I love those days because it's cleansing for me. And then I'm like, nope, it's got to be a comedy. Like we're laughing today, right? Like very intentional. And it's usually when I'm feeling, you know, the lowest where I'm like, I just need to laugh. Like I need to just forget everything. What can we do? But I do have kids, so laughter is 100% part of my day because they are. There's never been a day as a parent where I have not laughed hysterically. Like, so kids are healing. So maybe you guys need to get around some kids. If you don't have any laugh yoga, maybe you don't have Wi-Fi. I don't know what your excuse could be if you can't connect with Kathy. Like, get around, you know, go hang out with your kids, your grandkids. I think that's amazing. What's a simple thing that someone could do right now to shift their state?
I was going to say, let me, can I give you a tip?
Yeah.
So this is not laughter yoga. This is just energy medicine. So what I say when people are on social media and they see something that's like, oh, how could somebody think that? And they start to compose, because social media is not designed, it's not our friend. It's designed to
Not at
keep us
all. It's a
engaged,
system.
right? So it's designed to make us angry and emotional, and it does, because we're like, ah, how could somebody think that? And we start composing. So I say, if you see something that is disturbing, do the and you're like, ah, put one, so rub your hands together. Our hands are electromagnetic. Shake them off. Put one hand over your forehead and the other one on the back. It closes the loop. And then take a nice deep breath in and exhale with a sigh. Ah, phew, we'll do two more of those. One more. Here we go. And exhale. Ah, here we go. One more. And exhale. What
Nice.
that posture does, there's neurovasculars right here. So you could even just hold like this, like sometimes, you know, or like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed. So we know, we intuitively, we know to do this. Blood, lymph, oxygen leaves our frontal lobe. So this helps to bring that fluid back
Putting your hand on your
upstairs.
forehead just in case someone's not watching YouTube.
Oh,
Hand on
sorry.
your forehead. No, you're good. I just want to make sure they get it.
Yeah, hand on one hand on the front and one hand on the back of your head. And what that does is brings the blood, lymph, oxygen back up to your head. It calms you down, puts you in parasympathetic, so then you can come up with better solution.
Yeah,
And you know,
I
so
love
then
that.
if yeah, if you want to keep on, if you're still want to compose the answer, keep going. And I just heard yesterday, with this is Donna Eden at Eden Energy Medicine, and I was in one of her sessions yesterday, and one of the instructors said that she does this before she goes to bed, and I hadn't
Wow.
thought of that. So she's like, she'll do this, and she'll be like, okay, she brings to mind all the stressful situations,
Yeah.
like, ah, I had a fight with my assistant, oh, my daughter bugged me, or
Yeah.
something happened. So then what is that doing? That's training your brain that, okay, despite that stress, all is well. Oops, sorry about that. All is well. Oops,
Yeah.
sorry. Okay, the receptionist got it. Yeah, so it's you know, there are so many techniques. Another one is breathing in through the nose and then humming it out. Hum it out. So I'm recently learning, or just recently learned, about nitric oxide. And nitric oxide, we create our own. It's kind of like laughing gas. When we breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, we're creating nitric oxide. When we hum it out, nitric oxide goes up 15 times.
Oh, wow.
So, wow. So we can just, like, even you're having a crazy day, I don't know, oh, I gotta do something. Three deep breaths, just like the one hand on head, one
Yeah.
hand on heart, one hand on belly. Breathe in through the nose, hum it out with your lips sealed. So, not humming a tune, but just humming like a low
Yeah.
tone. So, you can feel it in your heart, you feel it in your belly, and it calms you down and then increases nitric oxide, which dilates your blood vessels, lowers blood pressure, like you just feel good. So there's so
Yeah.
many things we can do that changes us.
Absolutely. I love that.
Um,
And I think,
usually
you know,
you'll
a lot
probably
of
get
people
away
don't
with
realize the importance either of breathing in your nose and out of your mouth too. I think, you know, that just being mindful of how you're breathing, it changes a lot of
Really,
things in your body.
absolutely. And I know this is something you say as an insult to somebody, but I was a mouth breather before 2020
Yeah.
because I, as a child, I had nosebleeds. So I would get my nose cauterized like all the time. And so my left nostril is totally like
Closed.
cauterized.
Yeah.
It's closed. So it was much easier, especially if I had a cold, to breathe through my
Yeah.
mouth. And then I learned in 2020 about the, breathe. So it is a practice.
Yep.
It's certainly easier breathing in and out through your mouth, but if you can train yourself to breathe through your nose, in and out through your nose is really great, but
Yeah.
even in through your nose and out through your mouth is gonna already calm down your nervous system.
Change everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Thank
that's,
you.
I mean, I even
Music.
teach my kids that, you know, if I watch them, I'm like, in through your nose, in through your
Mm.
nose. You guys want to know what I say all day? It's in through the nose all day to them, because I just want them to understand. But it's very simple. It's again one of those very simple things that really just kind of changes. It's for your body. It's for
Yeah.
your body. What is something that people are overcomplicating when it comes to feeling better?
Just that they think it's so hard, like that it's going to be a lot of work, and it totally isn't. We've already mentioned several things: earthing, first sun, humming, singing, dancing, like putting on your favorite song, just dancing for 3 minutes, like boom, you've changed. You could do a giggle jiggle. I have a worm business too.
Okay.
It's the 24th anniversary of my worm business.
Congrats.
Selling worms by the pound for indoor composting. And
Nice.
2012, so I used to do, well, I still do, but I used to do all kinds of environmental events, and I was at an event before Laughter Yoga, before I was introduced. And it was raining, I was in a bad mood, and I have huge energy. So when I'm in a bad mood, it's big bad energy. Like people can't even get close because I've got this like big black cloud. And so I was doing this event. I was like, oh my gosh, if I stay in this state, no one's even going to be able to come and see me. I'm going to be like, why aren't they coming to my booth? Because I can't get there. Like there's, oh, some invisible shield. So I went to the girls' washroom at the university and I didn't go in a stall and I did a giggle jiggle. So that's you wrap your arms around yourself, rub your arms, you wiggle, you giggle, you jiggle, and it changes everything. So I just did ha 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 hee 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 hoo. And it cha and then, I apologize to the people that were in the washroom. Oh, because they're like, oh, what was that? But it just, and that, ah, okay. Now, okay, I'm good now. Now
I can't
people can
wait to
come and
try that in
visit
front of my kids and see their faces today.
me.
You know, at that moment where
Oh,
they're
shoot.
fighting and I get to just do that and see how they react. Probably distract them. They'll forget what they were fighting about. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Oh, that's a great tip. If so, that's another one.
Yeah.
If people are having an argument, when we're in an argument, we're reacting.
Oh,
We're
yeah.
not here anymore, right? The stress. We're operating from our reptilian brain.
Yeah.
So it's something that is a fun thing with families, once you train them, and that's argument gibberish laughter. So if someone's having a fight, no point because you're saying things and they're saying things and you can't take them back. So you put one hand on your hip, like as if you're, and then you waggle your finger and then you just make gibberish noise. And then all of a sudden everybody's laughing and then you have a good giggle and then you can, okay, now we can have a conversation. What
How
did we want
funny,
to
because that's what
discuss?
their fight sounds like to me. It's just
Right?
that's all I hear all day. So that is perfect. Now I'm just going to teach them that that's what they sound like. I think that's amazing. What would you
Charlie
say?
Brown's teacher.
Yes, exactly. What would you say to someone who feels really stuck in the heaviness right now and they are just like absorbed in that black cloud? Because here's the truth, Kathy. I don't think we're just born happy people. I think that is something we have to create intentionally. So speak to us a little bit about that, how you got through that, and what are you going to say to the person that's stuck in the heaviness?
Yeah, I would say allow yourself permission. Allow yourself permission to play. Because we don't, especially as we, children laugh more, although they laugh less than people say they do. Like they say they laugh all the time. Maybe, but the world is pretty heavy today, and they're born into this pretty heavy world. So I would say allow yourself permission to play. And then make a practice every day where you do something for yourself, something for you that makes you feel good. Like maybe buy yourself flowers, if that's something, if you like, a bouquet of flowers, or like just do something for yourself or do something for somebody else. That's what they say. If you're feeling bad, go and help somebody who's feeling worse. Or if you don't have money, give money to somebody who has less money than you. And it sounds counter, but once you do that, then you realize, ah, there's people that are in a worse situation than me.
Absolutely.
And not that we're better than or anything, it's just that it helps us. If we can, like, if I'm feeling depressed and I go and help somebody who's more depressed than me, then that lifts that person out and lifts me up too.
Right. Absolutely. And I feel like it's a part of what we're called here to do, to be able to help
I think
people.
so.
How
Yeah.
can people get resourced with you? Where can they find your online laughter yoga?
Yeah, I would love to invite you and your listeners to my free laughter club. It's Tuesday mornings, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. 30 minutes of super fun self-care. I incorporate tapping, brain gym, qigong, all kinds of things to help people get out of stress and into joy. It's kathysclub.com. You just go, you register, and it's free. And we're going to be celebrating 6 years in June.
Congratulations. I think that's
Thank you.
amazing. This
Yeah.
is the part of the show where I'm going to tell you what I think makes you special. And it's not just that you teach laughter, it's that you are out here reminding people in the everyday that they're allowed to feel good again. Like you said, the world is heavy. It can feel fast. It can feel overwhelming. And you're bringing people back to something that we were given as a gift. And it's so simple. It's so simple. And what you're doing is not small. I think it's incredibly powerful, and I think that's what makes you special. To everyone listening, you guys don't have to stay stuck in the stress. God didn't create you to live weighed down every single day. Like Kathy said, you're allowed to feel good. You're allowed to reset. You're allowed to come back to life. You're allowed to be light, to be present, and all of that's going to make you magnetic. And please remember that your mess is your message. Even the stress, even the burnout, even the seasons where you forgot how to feel like yourself again, okay? This is where your awareness is going to be built. And if you've been filling that pool to use your voice, to share your story, to bring something real into the world, that's what I do. Voice Authority, I'm going to help you take your story, your energy, and your truth and turn it into something that actually impacts people. Whether that's going to be a podcast or a platform or something bigger, we're going to do it the right way. So if you're ready to stop holding back, please come work with me. I have a link to my free podcast group. I don't gatekeep, I don't keep secrets. It's in the show notes. If this episode touched you, please do me a favor because there's someone out there that needs to know who Kathy is. They need to be in her class. So share the episode out, okay? It's a very selfless thing. It's kind of selfish if you don't share it, actually, because that's why we're here. You're not listening by mistake. Help us get this out to the people that need it. And if you're ready for the hot seat, come tell me why you're special. Kathy, thank you so much for today. This was great.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it.